You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
Making music, dancing, acting, creating art. Getting kids started at an early age with the arts, and the payoff could be better literacy, math, and science skills, and overall learning skills. That's the idea behind the Living Arts Detroit Wolf Trap program, narrowing the achievement gap between affluent and less affluent areas through arts education. That was Detroit Wolf Trap teaching artist Rachel McIntosh and her class. She's a singer with the Michigan Opera Theater and also plays piano and Celtic harp. And with us today is Susanna Goodman, the Detroit Wolf Trap program manager. It's a pleasure to have you both with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Yeah, thanks for having
pleasure
us.
To be here.
Susanna, break it down for us just exactly how the Detroit Wolf Trap program works.
How it works. So overall, Living Arts is an organization that places teaching artists of the highest caliber in classrooms with students. And Wolf Trap is our program for early learners. So we actually work with students as young as 3 months, all the way up through kindergarten. And Wolf Trap focuses on the performing arts in particular. So we place talented artists like Rachel, opera singers and puppeteers and actors and dancers in Head Start classrooms mostly, but other types of preschool classrooms as well, to equip the teachers in the classrooms with greater art strategies to include more students. The residency is tailored to the needs of that classroom and the professional development goals of the classroom teachers.
This is stunning to think, starting from age 6 down to 3 months. What's the benefit of bringing arts into the lives of kids that are so young?
What we see our work as doing is laying the groundwork. Math at age 3 months might not seem like something that's easy to see, but when you recognize the importance of music in laying the cognitive groundwork for recognizing patterns, for understanding the relationship of part to whole, for building recognition of number words and symbols, it's something that you can really start at an early age using music, using movement, using dance. And an important early math skill is understanding the relationship of the part to the whole. So pretty much in every classroom, there's a number of the day. Mm-hmm. And the number of the day is to help the students become aware of that number, what it looks like, how they can count to that number. But one thing that the arts and Wolf Trap in particular bring to the number of the day is an embodied experience of that number. One of our dance teaching artists has a practice of having students grow from the floor to as tall as they can possibly be to the number of the day. So if the number of the day is 8, what does the number 2 look like in their body? What does the number 4 look like in their body? Mm-hmm. What does the number 7 look like in their body? We think of that as fractions as adults. Expecting 4-year-olds to understand that concept is really abstract, but this lays the groundwork for that mathematical thinking that they'll use later in life.
And then how do you teach the scientific method through theater?
Theater is a great way of understanding sequencing as well as roles. Early science doesn't necessarily look like 4-year-olds playing with beakers in their classroom. But early science skills are things like observing, experimenting, predicting results, drawing conclusions, and using tools to achieve their goals. So some of our science-related residencies have been really a great opportunity for students to problem solve using the tools at hand, which goes back and forth between science and engineering techniques, evaluating if their experiments worked, revising, making new plans, and then making decisions as a group and deciding if their work had been successful or not. That's the scientific method. Those are things that that you work on later in life too. But if you can lay that groundwork through imaginative theatrical play, you're really setting yourself up for success.
Yeah.
Speaking of science, I understand one of the lessons that you teach, Rachel, is about how flowers grow. Let's take a listen.
Let's say, come out, Mr. Sun!
Come out, Mr. Sun!
The sun shines on the garden, oh yes. The sun shines on the garden, oh yes. Grow your garden today. And everybody, let's take a seat. The first thing that we did was what? We dug a hole in the garden. That's the first part of the pattern. Then, what did we do next?
Seeds.
We put seeds in the garden. Then what did we need?
Water.
The water, the rain fell on the garden. And then
the sun.
They sound like they're having a lot of fun. You probably see this in your classroom, Rachel, when you're working with the youngsters. They don't even know what they're learning. They're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. They're experiencing everything. And there's so many other skills that we can learn, like moving, taking turns, things that we as adults don't really think about very much because it's just second nature. But those gross motor skills and social emotional skills are really important. And, you know, doing something as simple as just saying, like, this is happy and this is sad can really make a difference for a child who doesn't necessarily have words to express their feelings.
You see, you're planting seeds at this very, very early
exactly.
age that you figure are going to be kind of growing as they go through their lives, really, not just through grade school. This is lifelong skills they're going to pick up.
Absolutely. Right.
Tell us about some of the other lessons that you teach, Rachel.
Yeah, so everything is literacy-based with Wolf Trap. So we usually, more than 90% of the time, I'm using a book. And from that book, we create songs and dance and movement and different kinds of things. So we start usually with a routine, some kind of a warm-up. I like to do this song that I call, like, I'm Feeling Happy. And the kids, we all sing, I'm feeling happy. And then they all get to show how they move their body when they're feeling happy. And it's great because it gives each student a chance to express themselves and to be the center of the attention, as well as the other students, gives them a chance to listen and observe and learn how to do that in a respectful way.
And it gets the kids who might be a little more retiring and shy out into the spotlight in a supportive way. Because we always know there's the ham in every class that cannot wait to jump into the center.
Yeah. exactly. There's usually a few of those.
And that's actually one of the biggest pieces of feedback we've heard from classroom teachers who we know understand their kids, the arc of their learning better than anyone else. They say that this program empowers the shyest students and also creates avenues for their more energetic students to direct their energy back into the learning.
Delicately put, the more energetic students. Rachel, I know your degree at the University of Michigan is in vocal performance and music education,
yes.
So you are a trained music educator.
I am.
But not all the artists, the teaching artists in the program are. What kind of training do they get for getting them into that classroom?
So all of our Wolf Trap artists nationwide and all of them at Detroit Wolf Trap have been trained by the national organization. We bring in trainers once or twice a year to reinforce that model that has been honed in on over many years of work. All of the affiliates provide feedback each year. It's a community of learners and teachers who are constantly improving the program to improve the outcomes for the students.
What do the numbers tell you with respect to what kind of performance you see from youngsters that have been through this kind of training versus the ones who haven't?
First of all, we do know nationwide that students who have preschool do better in school all the way to college graduation or high school graduation. But one way that we know that our programs work, which we're confident of, is that all of the classrooms that we provide service on are evaluated already by their teachers. The teachers make anecdotal notes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And we actually collect data on all of the students that receive the program and compare it to students who do not receive the program. And each year we get different types of results. But last year was really conclusive. And that on every single developmental domain, our students did significantly better than their peers who did not receive the program. Those domains are approaches to learning, social and emotional development, physical development, language and literacy, math, creative arts, science, and technology and social studies.
You're hardwiring these kids at this very early age. I can really see what you're saying now, the importance of starting so young when they're soaking everything up.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing that a 16-session residency, which is the model for our Wolf Trap programs, 16 30-minute sessions, 16 30-minute experiences with amazing professional artists like Rachel can change a lifetime of learning.
Susanna Goodman and Rachel McIntosh with the Living Arts Detroit Wolf Trap program. We want to thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
We will let Wolf Trap teaching artist Rachel McIntosh and her class take us out with their goodbye song.
Now we say goodbye. Now we say goodbye.
Our pleasant work is done. Our pleasant work is done.
Goodbye.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.